I was out walking one day. It was cold, and I was wrapped up warm, and because it was so cold, there was no one else out. I had the small little copse to myself, so I walked deeper and deeper, and the smells were wonderful. It was that damp, wet earth, that lovely smell that comes up when rains have just fallen. There was fungus everywhere, you know, toadstools were coming up, and it was just alive with life and death mainly, because obviously it's that time of year when everything is slowly but surely turning from verdant green to those dark browns and the ebonies, and beautiful, absolutely beautiful. There were a few ferns, and they were looking a little bit sorry for themselves, but all in all, it was just so peaceful. Such a lovely place. I have this insatiable appetite that says, I wonder what's round that corner, or I wonder what's behind that tree, or ooh, I wonder what's over there. It's led me into a lot of trouble in the past, but sometimes it turns up some very interesting things, and I've probably seen things whilst travelling around that most people wouldn't even notice. Like this day, when I wandered deep into this little copse of maybe 200, 300 trees. And as I walked in further, it started to get a bit dingy, but you could still see around. The moss was getting much thicker, and I thought, there must be a stream here somewhere. So I was taking my time and being very careful, and very, very thankful I had my walking boots on, which are nice and waterproof, because I squelched through the mud and sloshed through the puddles. But it was cool. It was fine. And as I walked on, I noticed that it was like this whacking great big outcrop, and it was, I don't know, it was possibly a limestone, but it might not have been. I really don't know. You couldn't tell. There was so much vegetation, and it was just growing all over it. And then I looked a bit harder, and I thought, hang on a minute. What's round there? What's hiding? Oh. And as I went round the corner, I noticed that there was this crack. Well, it was more than a crack. It was wide enough for me to get in, and that was the mistake, because I could get in. And I thought, I wonder what's in here. It was quite a long passage, at least it looked it from the outside, and standing outside, it was so dark in there, I couldn't see anything. Waiting for my eyes to acclimatise, I peered down as far as I could possibly see, which I can assure you wasn't far. I stepped inside, and I heard that, you know, that dank sound, that plop, plop, plop. There was water running somewhere. This was going to be wet. This was going to be messy. But, oh, my curiosity was so, so strong. Taking one last look behind me and wondering what on earth I was letting myself in for this time, I stepped forward. And slowly the darkness engulfed me. I reached out each side of me and touched the walls. They were wet, running wet. Didn't quite know what would be on these walls, so was very cautious about touching them. Anyway, I didn't know if there were slime moulds or lichen or life living on there. I didn't want to disturb it. But I wanted to remain aware of what was around me. It was almost as if I switched my ears on and my eyes off. I walked forward and squelched and felt my own tripped over something. Yeah, decided to take it very, very steady. There were obviously loose bits on the floor and I didn't want to fall over in here. It would be so messy. I walked further and slowly but surely my eyes began to see. Just dimly, but dimly all the same. Yeah, there were things in here. Interesting, I thought. I wonder what they are. I wonder where this goes. I wonder. I stepped forward. The wonder and the sounds. And I could hear my footsteps coming back to me. And I thought, is there a cave? I kept walking very carefully, very gingerly, placing each foot down with greatest of care and quietude. I didn't know if there were things on the floor. I didn't know if there were things on the walls. But my curiosity was so strong, it kept me walking. I reached forward and thought, fresh air. I can smell fresh air. Why can I smell fresh air? It didn't make sense. I was getting further and further away from the entrance, and yet I was smelling, oh, such a beautiful smell. Freshness, almost a springtime. It was very different from that I'd left. It was beautiful. I kept on going and slowly advancing. And my foot hit a wall and I thought, I reached out and in front of me there was a wall of rock. Where's this come from? I don't get this. I gently reached across, first one side to the right. Okay, there's the wall and there's nothing there. Gingerly, I touched it with my left hand and slowly but surely went to the... Oh, there's a gap. How wide is it? Oh, it's big enough for me to get through. Oh dear, I really should have some form of caution. But I don't. I tested the width of the gap. Yeah, I could get through. Sideways, but I could get through. I was still upright. Yeah, I was still okay. So, turning sideways, I shimmied through sideways and went into this next area. Oh, it was dark. Oh, it was really dark. Oh, I did not know what I was letting myself in for. I really didn't. I could be a whacking great hole in front of me for all I know. I wish I brought a stick with me. At least I could have prodded the ground and found out if it was solid. So the footsteps changed. They became more of a slither. But there was something about this smell. I can't explain it. It was like the smell of rebirth. the rebirth of the land, but in an odd way, the rebirth of me. I explored further, I went deeper, I slithered and slipped, and oh my goodness, I dread to think what I looked like by the time I got to the other end. I must have been covered in mud. I'd really frightened myself. I'd frightened myself so much. But I can still laugh. Because it's still exciting. Honest, it's still exciting. What's up there? I reached a point. It was odd. It was like a turn. It twisted slightly. And instead of going straight, almost straight, and slightly down where I'd reached that partial wall and gone round the other side, it now became almost like a corridor, and there were branches off it in all directions. And I thought, this is where you could potentially get lost. So I stood there and I looked at all the branches, and there were so many choices. But which choice? Which one do I follow? Oh, I did so much want to sit down. I didn't want to go back. There was no such thing as going back in my world. I looked at all the branches, but I couldn't see which was better, which was worse, which was a dead end, which was going to get narrowed down and wither away, or which one was going to move forward and open up. I really didn't know. Mentally, I tossed a dice. I counted up the number of roots. There were 5. I thought, what do I do if I throw a 6? My humour never dies. I didn't. I threw a 3. 1, 2, I'll take that one. So I followed route number 3, whatever route number 3 was. And as I travelled, all sorts of things happened. I unlocked all sorts of thoughts and ideas. The smell of spring began to change to summer. And I heard in my mind's eye the sound of birds and bumblebees, and I smelt the smell of flowers. And I found a courage within me that I didn't know I had. And as I walked and continued my journey, I looked to my left and to my right, and I saw so many paths, so many different routes that I could take. I didn't need to roll the dice. I just followed my will, followed a whim. Thought, oh, I'll go this way. Oh, wonder what's down here. And I travelled and I wandered. And the smells changed, as the seasons would change. And the smell of autumn arrived. And I blinked, and I thought, I know this place. And I stopped.